We are back at the beach, because why not? Summer's winding down, we've got to enjoy it while we can. And what do we have at the beach besides our friends, the seabirds? We've got sand. Plenty of it. Doesn't make a lot of noise, so just kind of imagine you're building a sandcastle. But then imagine that there's not as much as before. Now there's even less. Starting to get worried. We use a lot of this stuff. Maybe more than you think. Probably more than you think. So, are we ever going to run out? I've got questions. Hello, podcast friends. Mike here. Thank you so much for clicking play. Today, I think, is interesting because when we usually think of what are we running out of, it's water. It's not the stuff by the water, but there is a huge demand for sand because it turns out it's kind of everywhere.
Just about. I mean, it's really pretty amazing, right? It's concrete, it's glass, it's the silicon chips that power our computers and our phones and every other digital device. There's probably sand in your underwear right now, Mike.
Not where I thought we were going, but I think we found our experts.
Because the elastic in your underwear is probably made from silicone, which is derived from sand.
Vince Beiser, independence journalist, author of The World's in a Grain, The Story of Sand and How It Transforms Civilization. Straight to the question of the day, are we running out?
We actually are, believe it or not. And how can that possibly be true, right? When there's so much sand in deserts. So first thing to understand is all that sand in deserts is pretty much useless to us. The reason is that the grains are the wrong shape. They've been shaped by thousands and millions of years of wind, which has made the grains kind of rounded. And what the sand that we use for things like concrete, which is the number one thing we use sand for by far, the sand that we need for that has to be sand that's been eroded by water. So the sand that you find on the beach or in the bottom of a river or a lake, it's more angular. It's got more like sharp edges and corners. So it locks together to form a nice stable structure.
We can think of it this way. Desert sand, marbles, beach sand, Legos.
Exactly. Exactly right. All that desert sand, forget about it.
Consider it forgotten. But I still want to dial in on the how are we going to run out thing, because there still seems like so much water sand.
There is an awful lot of it, but you have to understand that sand is the natural resource we consume more of than anything else except water. We use 50 billion tons of sand every single year around the world. That is enough to cover the entire state of California an inch deep in sand. Sooner or later, you're going to hit a limit, even with something as abundant as sand.
How is it supposed to work? Like, how do we get sand?
Sure. I mean, there's always, nature is always creating more sand. Sand is basically little pieces of mountains. Okay. What happens is you've got mountains made of granite and other kinds of rocks, and they get beaten on by the wind and the rain. Erosion is constantly chipping away little pieces of those mountains, grains of sand, right? The rains wash those grains down into rivers. The rivers flow down from the mountains and out to the sea, and they deposit sand all along the way, right?
Kind of cool how the cycle happens, only it's taking a really long time to do all that because, you know, we're dealing with geologic time. It runs up against us and our appetite. And look, you need sand. You got to build cities. We're thankful that we have it so we can have all the nice things we have. Except you got to be careful about where and how you get it.
In some places, there's so much demand, the business has actually been taken over by criminal gangs. There's a black market in sand, believe it or not.
Yeah, he's not kidding. There's the occasional Reddit post that shares stories about this. It says, TIL, there's a sand mafia. Today I learned about the sand mafia.
Criminal gangs that do what organized crime does everywhere. Bribe police officers to leave them alone. They bribe government officials to leave them alone. But if you really get under their skin,
they'll do what you're probably thinking. So fill in the blank. Vince actually ran into some of these guys while writing the book, looking at farmland that had turned into a sand mine. Guys with shovels came after him saying, give us the camera. Why are you here?
We were just barely able to jump back in the car and take off before things got really ugly.
Which is wild.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. I mean, I had no idea myself. Sand, of all things, it just seems like the most trivial, the most unimportant thing in the world.
Until, of course, you steal a beach, which is something that has happened multiple times. There was a really high-profile one in Jamaica in 2008. They were thinking the beach at one resort was stolen by the other resorts. Around here in the U.S., we do a lot of work maintaining our beaches, pumping the ocean sand up, blasting it out onto the shore, because the beaches, you know, they naturally erode.
Fort Lauderdale, Miami Beach, some of the most famous, iconic beaches in the world are by now completely artificial. They're totally man-made with sand brought in from somewhere else.
Shall we take a poll, a pulse check, whatever you want to call it? Is this a bummer? I'm not trying to be. So let's get hopeful, and then let's appreciate our sand. Because that's also part of what we do here. You pick something that you maybe don't think about every day, and then you go, wow, there's a whole story behind this. So are there ways to make what we need?
That's an excellent question. So there is a lot of research being done around the world looking at ways that we can make concrete without sand or with using less sand, maybe by recycling plastic, shredded plastic or shredded tires.
There are also teams out there looking at making concrete with just less sand or maybe reinforcing it with bamboo or using shells or waste from the palm oil industry or basically any other type of aggregate.
Which if we could get that going at a major scale, that would be fantastic. That would be a real win-win. There's a chunk of roadway in the Netherlands that's been built with concrete that doesn't use any sand. It's all recycled plastic sand.
Yeah, you can Google that one, Netherlands Plastic Road. They say it'll last pretty long. It's got a nice red kind of look to it.
So all that stuff's very promising, but still very small scale. It hasn't really happened at scale yet. Recycling, of course, we can do more of, right? You can recycle concrete when you demolish a building. You can crush it back down and recycle the grains that you get. But if you ask me, at the end of the day, the only real long-term solution, consume less.
Before we go and continue our streak of keeping these under 10 minutes, if I was to zoom in, way in, what would I see?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a whole world of people who collect different kinds of sand. Most sand that we use in the world is quartz sand. It comes from granite. And quartz, pure quartz sand it's like crystal. It's perfectly clear. It's like little tiny pieces of glass, but you don't find that very often, right? Usually it's got different shades of browns and grays from the other minerals that it picks up along the way. But the sand is different everywhere in the world, man. Every beach that you look at, if you look closely, it's all made up of ground up little bits of whatever not only the local geology is, whatever rocks are around there, and also crushed up shells, bones, other things, whatever's in the sort of local environment. Places like Hawaii, where they have black sand beaches, that's all crushed up volcanic rock. In the Caribbean, there's pink sand beaches that are almost all crushed up shells. It's amazing. It's just kaleidoscopic. The variety of shapes and colors and sizes of grains, it's amazing.
Kind of gives you a whole new appreciation for what's going on at the construction site. Thanks for learning with me today. That's it for us. We'll be back next week. We always are. Every Thursday with the new episodes. Send me more questions. I've got questions at audacy.com, AUDACY. This comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles, and I'm on Twitter at KNX Simpson. Bye-bye.